Hayem Yem Yud Beis Nissen, Haftera Varbo Anoshim. Yud Beis Nissen was Shabbos HaGodol, Parshas Metzera in Tovshin Gimel in 1943. So the Rebbe is teaching us that the Haftera that we say on Shabbos HaGodol is the Haftera of that particular week. So then it was Metzera, so the Haftera is Varbo Anoshim from Melochim Perek Beis. Other Minhagim say that we lain V'Orvo on every Shabbos HaGodol, but our Minhag is we lain V'Orvo only if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, because the Orvo talks about the cleaning the house of Maaseh, and that was done specifically on Erev Pesach. Therefore, we do not read V'orvo if Shabbos HaGodol is not Erev Pesach. B'mincha Avodah Mayinu. When we dav mincha, after mincha on Shabbos HaGodol, we say Avodah Mayinu, a part of the Haggadah, and this is our minik. Because in the Shara Kelo, he learned, because the Alter Rebbe did not put in the Haggadah a line up to where we say on Shabbos HaGodol, as we have today in our Sidurim. So he held that the Alter Rebbe does not hold that we say part of the Haggadah on Shabbos HaGodol. However, the Reb Chaim Noah, he writes what he heard from Chassidim, Reb Alter Simchovich, and Reb Yisrael Nevle, that they saw the Rebbe Rashab saying Avodah Mayinu. And also we have from Hatomim that the Friedrich Rebbe writes that my father, the Rebbe Rashab, said Avodah Mayinu, and I said Avodah Mayinu together with him on Shabbos HaGodol, and this is our minig as written in the Rebbe's Haggadah. Mizman Yitzias Mitzrayim Nikru Bnei Yisrael Tzivus Hashem. Ever since the exodus from Egypt, the Jewish people are called the army of Hashem. Ha-hefresh bein avodim shenikru kein bnei Yisrael. There is another title that the Yidden are called, and that is servants. They are the servants of Hashem. So what's the difference between that title, v'tzivos, and the title that they're called soldiers? Who? It consists of Eved Eisa Avedas Rabbe. A servant performs the work that his master requires from him. Ubazekama Dargis. And he performs his work on many levels. Nekev Margolius. There's one who pierces, he threads the pearls. Eisa Shar Melochas, he does other types of work. Eisa Melochas Shutes, he does unskilled tasks. The Yesh Boze Yigia V'Omol Rav. And this work consists of a lots of toiling and much effort. Avol ein ze inish al mesiras nefesh. It's not a matter of self-sacrifice. Tzova, an army, heim avodim she'evdim biyegia rabo v'omol. They do their work with lots of toiling and lots of effort. Ubim siras nefesh, and with self-sacrifice. Hein b'milchemes hagona, whether it is in a war of defense, v'hein b'milchemes tenufa, whether it is a war of offense. They have self-sacrifice. V'emdim al mishmartom b'tachlis ha'tekef mibli hispoil ma'amenaged v'seina. They stand their post with resolute firmness, without being perturbed by any of their opponents and their enemies. V'avedosam zu, and this service of theirs, eina inyan shel asog, it's not because they have a comprehension and understanding of what this is about. Ki hei misnagim al pi heros matzbiyom, but they follow orders of their commanders. V'hinei, neshomes Yisrael b'mitzrayim hoyu b'tachlis ha'shiflus b'inuyim koshim umorim. The Jew souls, when they were in Egypt, they were utterly degraded under severe and bitter conditions. Ve'im zan, despite it all, leshinu shmomu sheinimu v'shein. They didn't change their names and their language and their clothing. They kept their identity. Ve'omdu al mishmartum b'tachlis achizek. They stood their post with absolute determination. Ki yodu, for they knew, shakodish baruch hu yiftiach ligaleisom, that the Eibishter had promised that he will redeem them. Ve'misnagid bo zeh, the matzav zeh, hu mitzvo Hashem. And one who behaves under such circumstances, he is a soldier in the army of Hashem. And then, the Hashem oizrei, God helps him, bederech milmailam nateva, he helps him above and beyond nature, biteva, within the confines of nature. Now this is from a maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe, where the Friedrich Rebbe talks about that the Yidden were called the soldiers in the army of Hashem. Yotzu called Tzivus Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim. The armies of Hashem exited Egypt. And the Eibishter says, Vayitzeis tzivoisai, I will take out my army, the Jewish people, from Mitzrayim. So he explains, the Eben Ezra says, that why are the Yidden called my soldiers? Just like the angels are called the Eibishter's soldiers in heaven, the Jewish people are called the Eibishter's soldiers on the earth. What is a soldier? A soldier is standing his post. For example, we find this, that when the women brought their sparkling mirrors as a donation to the Mishkan, and Moshe inquired by Hashem whether he should accept it, the women were standing. It's interesting. It's called Mares HaTzoivos. The word that is used is Tzoivos, similar to army. They stood their posts by the door of Moshe's tent to wait for the reply of Hashem whether he is accepting their donation. Because that is the idea of a soldier. A soldier stands his post. And this is the difference between an ordinary servant and a soldier. An ordinary servant does everything that needs to be done. But it's not to the point of Mesiras Nefesh. He doesn't have to stand his post with self-sacrifice. And the soldier puts his life on the line. And by Yidden in general, we find they have different titles. The Yidden are called sons of the Eibishter. The Yidden are called the nation of the Eibishter. They are called the servants of the Eibishter. And when they exited Egypt, then they were called the soldiers of the Eibishter because of the determination. They stood their posts knowing that the Eibishter promised that they will be redeemed. And the Rebbe concludes how to apply it. When a person is resolute that he will do what needs to be done, even if he doesn't fully comprehend it. He subjugates himself to the truth, and he will not deviate, not to the right and not to the left. He will not compromise, but he will stand at a post with self-sacrifice. This is the title of soldier. The Jewish people stood out by being soldiers, standing their post. So when a person is in Golus, he's suffering, and he's not impressed, not by his enemies and not by his challenges. In that way, he is considered a soldier, and then the Eibishter helps him within nature in a way that is above and beyond nature.